Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, hey, Waffle Gang, I do hope you are well. My name is Mark, and today we're checking out some more Am I the Arsehole mixed with relationship stories as well. And if you do love a Reddit story, why not consider hitting that like, subscribe, maybe that notification bell too. And let's crack on with today's first story. Much love, guys. And today's first story comes from Agitated Health 4692, who says, "Am I the arsehole for not inviting my best friend on a girl's trip?" And of course, it does come with an update. I, 22 female, and my girls go on a girl's trip every December, since we all have breaks from uni. We're a group of six girls and have been doing this since we were 18. We weren't able to go last year because of COVID. My best friend, 21 female, has a 14-month-old son. Since her son was born, we haven't had a day alone with her, which I guess is understandable because she is a new mum. We tried to include her in all the plans we had since having her child, but noticed she would always ask if we could change what the plan was to accommodate her baby coming too. This meant the plan was almost always a coffee shop. I genuinely didn't mind changing all of the plans to be more child-friendly and just assumed she couldn't get her man or parents to watch her baby for a while. I called her a few weeks ago to ask if she wanted to come to a club with us and she asked if we could go to a coffee shop instead, so she could bring her baby. I asked if there was no one who could watch her baby. She lives with her husband who works from home and her in-laws, to which she replied that she'll feel insane mum guilt if she goes to a club and leaves her baby at home. I said I understood, but that I really needed a night out, but we could do a coffee the next day. She texted me the following day, asking why I had such a big problem having a child around. I was baffled because I'm the only one constantly changing plans to accommodate her son. But I asked her to understand me for one night. I really needed a night out and didn't want to be in a coffee shop. She sounded agitated by my reasoning, but left it at that. Now, the girl's trip is coming in a week. I didn't really tell her about the trip because I knew she couldn't come alone, but she heard it from another friend. She jokingly asked why I didn't invite her, to which I laughed off because I felt so awkward. I told her she was welcome to come as always and I would love to have her there. I thought the call was an indication that she would come alone. She called the next day to ask if the resort we were going to be staying at was child friendly. I said it wasn't, as we're looking for a more club atmosphere, and that was it. She then said she couldn't make it then if it wasn't going to properly accommodate her son and the activities we do. I said I understand and that I'm sorry. I got a call from her older sister last night calling me all sorts of names because I didn't want my best friend's son to come on a girl's trip and that I'm being childish. I'm genuinely still in such shock and don't know how to even type what I'm feeling right now. We haven't had proper fun together in ages because it's either we're too busy caring for my best friend's baby or a few of us were missing because of COVID, etc. This is the first time we've all been together since we graduated undergrad and started our masters. We've been having hectic years and just wanted one carefree holiday. So, am I the arsehole for wanting our annual girls' trip to actually be a girls' trip? Edit, I tried to hint once that I wanted my birthday a few months ago to be just us, but she laughed it off and made a joke about how her and her son are attached by the hip and she couldn't leave him. She asked if we could minimize how much alcohol there was going to be so she could bring her son. And we had a similar story some months back, and I think it was like a bachelorette party and someone got really upset because they wanted to bring their child and it was like, well, you're not accommodating my needs as well. And a part of me in this was like, why is she so attached to her son like that? And I understand, you know, 14 months old, they're still relatively young, but surely there could be someone that would help her out to give her a bit of a break so she could go on this girl's night out as well. But regardless, she's being super entitled in this situation. When you've already accommodated so much by the sounds of it, going to these coffee shops before, etc. And the one time you want, you know, a child-free, adult-only break, she's being really shitty about it. Absolutely not the arsehole to me in this situation. I think you just need to stand up and say, no, we're doing this, we're having an adult-only break. If you want to come, it's your choice. Otherwise, you know, it's up to you, basically. The whole relationship just feels very one-sided to me in this. But Angelo Papa says, not the arsehole. Having a child doesn't mean the rest of you all have to change your lifestyle. She made a choice and has to live with that choice. Or she could not act crazy and just let someone else watch her son for an evening. Salty Hedgehog says, not the arsehole. She's being super entitled. She had the baby, not the rest of you. She doesn't get to kill your youth just because she killed hers. Fantastic C says, not the arsehole. It goes both ways. You make an effort to accommodate her needs. Does she make one to accommodate yours? Granted, she is a mother now, so her priority is her child. Did you cut her off when she was pregnant? No. Did you cut her off after the third time? I assume there's been three occasions from the way you describe it. She asked you to change your wants to accommodate her needs. No. You accommodated her. Did you simply not invite her on the holiday? Not by the sounds of it. It sounds like you extended the invitation and she rejected it as it is. It's strange that she is so concerned with what you do on your own time. If she can't make it, that's not your fault. If she doesn't want to get childcare, that's not your fault. You're your own person as she is hers. You each have your own life and not all social interactions must overlap. Why can't you go to the club without her and then meet up with her in the future at a coffee shop also? I'm sure you have been unable to attend certain social events because of personal circumstances. Does that mean every other person going to that event can no longer go? Of course not. A conscious and repeat effort has been made on your part. You haven't shown examples here of selfishness by any means. You get to have your own social life too, in the way you want to have it. OP replied to that saying, it's been a lot more than three occasions. Also, she doesn't like it when us five go out together without her. I can understand how that must make her feel, but for her to ask us to not go clubbing and just go with her to a coffee shop instead every time rubs me the wrong way. I posted a picture of me on a date at a pub on Instagram and she messaged me saying, have you become an alcoholic for a Tinder date? What does that even mean? And one more from Unit Healthy who says, not the arsehole, there's no reason to be awkward or uncomfortable. And then says, friend, I know that little whatever is your whole life now and he's a great kid and we all like him. But honestly, none of us are interested in having every single thing we do be child friendly. And especially not an extensive trip to a tropical resort. We are all 21 and 22. We plan to sow some wild oats before we settle down to motherhood in 5 or 10 years, if ever. I hope we can continue to do things with you like coffee shops, but we also continue to do bars and resorts too. And tell your older sister to watch her language. And now we're going to move on to the update to find out what happened next. So the update came 5 weeks later. So, for anyone who read my previous post and shared their advice, thank you and here's an update. So, we went on our girls' trip and had the best week we had since before COVID started. We all kind of chose not to speak about the issue with our friend and just have a good time, and sort out the issue when we got back home. The day after we got back, I texted my best friend and asked if we could come over and see her and her son and also deliver the gifts we'd gotten them during the trip. She read the message and hadn't replied for 3 days. I called her husband just to ask if she was okay and he said she was and he doesn't know why she wasn't responding to me. Anyway, I decided not to double text as I didn't want to nag her. She texts back after 3 days with an essay-like response explaining how disappointed she felt that I thought she would give up days of motherhood just to drink and be a skank. Good to know what she thinks of us then. Lol. She ended the message by saying she and her husband are trying for another baby. And she doesn't have the mental capacity to deal with our crap. After which, she left all the group chats and blocked us all on every social media platform. So, that's that, I guess. Best friends since year 4, and this is how our friendship has ended. Still baffled, to be honest, but maybe it was for the best. Hoping I'll see the good in this one day. Thank you so much to everyone that responded, and Happy New Year, lovelies. And I got to be honest at the end of that one, and it sounded like, you know, that needed to happen because it, as I said before, it felt like the relationship is very, very one-sided to me, that OP was making all the compromises, trying to get to them, and then she was getting shitty remarks when she was doing her own thing. And maybe that just did stem from jealousy from the friend, you know, watching her friend, OP, living her own life, doing what she wants, and her just being at home with her child. And I'm not saying, you know, she doesn't like being with her child or anything like that, but to be home all the time with no break or whatever, by choice or not, it's still got to be maybe a lonely experience sometimes, but I don't know. Let me know your thoughts in the comments below, and let's move on to another.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Story. And our next story comes from ExcitingStick2674, who says, "Am I the asshole for embarrassing my father-in-law after I repeatedly asked him to explain his joke to me? I, 27 female, used to be an escort from 18 until I was 23. I'm not proud of it, but I also don't give a fuck because I did what I had to do to keep studying and a roof over my head. That's how I met my now fiancé, 37 male, though he was never my client. We began to date when I was 25, and 3 or 4 months after that, his brother-in-law exposed me. No idea how he found out, because there's no way my fiancé knew, and thus we had to come clean in front of his whole family. Yes, I did that. Yes, he knows. Yes, he doesn't care. It was 2 years ago. At that time, we got over it. After that, there was a span of 3 to 4 months in where my mother-in-law and some of my fiancé's aunts and cousin policed their husband when I was around. It was really weird, to be honest, because this dude were like 40 to 60 years old, and I wasn't that desperate. So my fiancé shut their bullshit hard, and even when his family still gives me the side eye from time to time, we thought it was behind us. He proposed last year, and 5 months ago we found out that I was pregnant. We were really happy about it, and we told his family as soon as we knew. His sisters and young brother were happy for us, but his mum took me aside and begged me to be honest with her and asked if this was really my fiancé's child. I was taken aback, but I just rolled my eyes and said yes. She gave me some shitty speech about how she only wanted to make sure and that she was happy to be a grandmother. Well, last weekend, we were at his parents' with his family and some of his friends, and we were talking about the name, how he might look, small talk. We still love him regardless, but there's always some, oh, I hope he gets your nose, I like your eyes, I hope he gets them comments. And my father-in-law said that he and his children have a birthmark on the inner right thigh, I believe, and that even his grandchildren, one of my sister-in-law kids, got them, so our baby might too. And then he said, but how can we know from who he got it? It may as well be from me, my boy, or my brothers. And he and his brothers began to laugh. My fiancé got mad, and before he could say anything, I said, I don't get it. My father-in-law was, yeah, because it runs in the family, and I said again, I don't get it. Why would he get it from you? And he began to get nervous and said, because you know, it's just a joke, OP. And I said, but I don't get it, and you all laughed. Explain. It got to the point that some of his friends said, hey, it's not funny. So, he excused himself and left. Later, my fiancé's brother-in-law came to me and said that I was wrong for embarrassing him like that in his own house, and that I knew what the joke was about, and because of my past, I shouldn't be surprised. Now they're all demanding that I apologise to my father-in-law. Absolutely not the arsehole, and I love it when people handle stuff like that. They say, you know, I don't get the joke. Explain the joke to me and call him out in front of everyone. This guy just literally said in front of everyone that he, his brothers, or his boy, any of those could have got you pregnant. That was his little joke, and you called him out and made him look like an ass in front of everyone. And deserved too. Although, I've got to be honest, how much do you want to do with these people? These people are trying to catch you out in some sort of way, treating you with such disrespect. I can certainly say that I wouldn't want to be around these people. But such a hot mess as you know you're not the asshole. They're sexually harassing you, aggressively, in a family setting. Honestly, I'd have added, it sounds like you're implying that we've had sex, and I don't understand why that's a joke you'd make to your daughter-in-law. Father-in-law clearly knows he's wrong. I say push back as hard as you can. Miru the Sloth says, not the asshole, father-in-law literally made a joke about him or other men from the family impregnating you. How that would make you the asshole is beyond me. How does one even get to crossing that kind of line? What the fuck? Edit, I'd like to add that I was under the impression that jokes are supposed to be funny. I'd like father-in-law to explain to us not only the joke he made, but the way jokes work in general. Where's the setup? Where's the punchline? Teal says, not the asshole, look blank and continue to ask for an explanation. I don't understand. Why should I apologize? How did I embarrass him about the joke he chose to tell? What was the joke about? Why was he embarrassed? He insulted me. How? Why do you think I should apologize for that? Make them all explain their shit and think carefully about how much you want these people in your kids' lives. Letter Answer 22 says, so, if I'm reading this correctly, your father-in-law is insinuating that he slept with you, right? Like, I don't even get that as a jibe at you. That just makes him look gross and creepy. He's saying that your kid could possibly be his. I'm so confused. I get the gross remarks about not knowing who the father is or the women policing their husbands. Again, super disrespectful, gross, disgusting, rude, all the things, but at least I understand why they're insinuating there. I don't even understand the insult here. Your father-in-law is just like, well, that kid could be mine because she and I slept together. I'm so confused, like I genuinely don't understand. You are not the asshole. The entire family is ridiculously disrespectful to you. Your husband and their own husbands and sons, and apparently themselves too. I don't know, this whole family is just gross in all the ways. And one more from Timus, who says, your father-in-law should apologize to you, as should all of them. You did absolutely the right thing. You kept your cool in a moment that others were being nasty and offensive to you. If explaining his joke made him so uncomfortable that he had to leave, then clearly it's him and his joke that was the problem, not you. Not the arsehole. P.S. I love this strategy and I've used it to good effect myself. Now, what do you guys make of this situation? Let me know your thoughts in the comments below and let's move on to another story. And this story comes from Don't Steal My Passport, who says, am I the arsehole for ransacking my boyfriend's apartment? I, female 25, have been with my boyfriend Jake, male 34, for 8 months. Things were fine until I, against my better judgment, moved into his place a couple of months ago. Since then, he's been getting kind of possessive and protective. I immediately told him to cut that shit out because it's off-putting and things seem to get better. Anyway, I have a friend in Mexico who is getting married. I've been excited to fly down for her wedding since she told me she was engaged a year ago. However, Jake has made it clear that he doesn't want me to go. He says Mexico is too dangerous, even though I've been there many times and even lived there for a year, speak Spanish, have friends there, and know my way around. No matter what I say, he doesn't want me to go. Then a couple of days ago, my passport went missing from my nightstand. I'm supposed to go tomorrow, so I wouldn't have time to get a new one. I looked everywhere. No luck. When I asked Jake about it, he behaved a little suspiciously. But I dismissed it because I couldn't believe he would actually take my passport to keep me from going. But he's been giving me some red flags, so I decided to have a thorough look around. When he went out this morning, I started going through everything. As I searched, I became increasingly certain that he took my passport. I started off carefully picking through drawers and cabinets, but as my anger grew, I became a lot less careful. I started turning out drawers, pried open a briefcase, made a total mess, but I found it. It was behind some books on the bookcase in his study. I never go in his study. He definitely put it there. Now he's furious with me for going through his things and ransacking his place. He said he would have given me my passport back and there was no need for me to go crazy. I'm just angry that he took it to begin with and I don't believe him when he says he was going to give it back. This is only my third serious relationship, and I have no perspective on this kind of thing. Am I the arsehole for overreacting and ransacking my ex-boyfriend's place? Edit. Thanks for the replies. I guess I was in a weird state of disbelief that he did that, and it made me question everything. Now that I've stopped shaking and have had the time to think, talk to my mum, and to read through these comments, I feel kinda shitty for even wondering if I did something wrong. Suffice it to say, it's over for good. I've blocked him on everything, and my dad and brother are over there getting what's left of my stuff. I'm going to try and put it out of my mind and focus on my awesome trip. So there, we've already got the outcome to this, but it would have already been not the arsehole from me as I was reading through this. You know, he stole your passport. How controlling is that? And, you know, when you did bring it up, he said, you're the one going crazy. And he was going to give it back anyway. Hell no, he wasn't going to give it back. He was trying to control you to stop you from going to Mexico. We know that. But we'll cover a couple of those comments anyway. One from Capable Voice 4579, who says, not the asshole, move out immediately and don't look back. This is the start of an abusive relationship. He's starting lightly with the controlling so that you get used to it. That you even question that you are an asshole for looking for your passport that he stole means that he is already succeeding. For your future safety, run. You are not in so deep that you can't get out. Agreeable says, not the asshole, his behavior is controlling and unacceptable. Your passport is not a small thing, and you should be able to trust that important belongings are safe in your home. Please seriously consider ending this relationship. He is showing what your future will be like with him. Boogan says, not the asshole, even if you're in a relationship, the partner never has the right to do this kind of thing to you. He stole your property, he lied about it, and then he victimized. No, girl, leave him. This is not how relationships work. We all have our fair share of arguments during a lifetime, but this is crossing the personal boundaries and also illegal. Jane Sands is not the asshole and run. There was no reason for him to take the passport in the first place except to keep you from going, leaving you out of all the cash you spent, isolating you from friends. He's trying to control you and calling you crazy because you discovered the truth and he's trying to make you doubt it and yourself. Run. And the final comment from Winsluck12, who says, here's some perspective. Your boyfriend is escalating. He's starting to do bigger and bigger things. There are hundreds of stories on this subreddit on r/relationships and any number of places on this website where it starts exactly like this. He starts with small attempts at controlling you, and he's trying to move into gaslighting you. If the pattern holds, the real abuse comes next. Hundreds of stories with this exact pattern. It's not a coincidence. This is something you cannot possibly take seriously enough. At least, he's only your boyfriend. It's easy to get out of this right now, and I strongly suggest you do. Not the arsehole. Now, what do you guys make of this situation? Let me know your thoughts in the comments below. And just a huge thank you for spending your time with me today, getting involved in the stories. Your love, time, support, and advice to others always means the absolute world to me. So thank you so much for what you do. Never forget how important you are, and I will see you in the next one. Take care, guys. Much love. Wake up, get up, stretch my legs, eat some breakfast, milk and eggs, brush my teeth up, wash my face, throw my clothes on, start my day. Wake up, I can smell the smoke from the bacon. Let's go, see the sun shining from the windows. Okay, I know that today.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.